Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, text number 51. Maitreya Vacha Shrutva Bhagavatam Pautram Amodadditirbhrasham Putrayoshavadham Krishnad Viditvasin Mahamanaha Maitreya Vacha Shrutva Bhagavatam Pautram Amodatadityirbhrasham Putrayoshavadam Krishnad Viditvasin Mahamanaha Maitreya Vacha Shrutva Bhagavatam Pautram Amodadityirbhrasham Putrayoshavadam Krishnad Viditvasin Mahamanah Yavacha. The sage Maitreya said, Shrutva, by hearing Bhagavatam, to be a great devotee of the Lord. Pautram, grandson. Amodata, took pleasure. Ditihi, titi. Bhrasham, very greatly. Putrayo, of two sons. Cha, also. Vadam, the killing. Krishnat, by Krishna. Vidhitva, following this. Asit became Mahamanaha, highly pleased in mind. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The sage Maitreya said, hearing that her grandson would be a great devotee and that her sons would be killed by Krishna, Diti was highly pleased in mind. Purport. Diti was very aggrieved to learn that because of her untimely pregnancy, her sons would be demons and would fight with the Lord. But when she heard that her grandson would be a great devotee and that her two sons would be killed by the Lord, she was very satisfied. As the wife of a great sage and the daughter of a great Prajapati Daksha, she knew that being killed by the personality of a Godhead in a great fortune is a great fortune. Since the Lord is absolute, His acts of violence and non-violence are both on the absolute platform. There is no difference in such acts of the Lord. Mundane violence and non-violence have nothing to do with the Lord's acts. A demon killed by Him attains the same result as one who attains liberation after many births of penance and austerity. The word Bhrasham is significant herein because it indicates that Diti was pleased beyond her expectations. Om Ajnana Dimrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yanadasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandigam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yudapada Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha श्री रूपम साग्रजातम सघन रघुनाथन्वितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम वर्यणसहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सघन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितम नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So this is the last verse of this chapter entitled as Pregnancy of Titi in the evening. In this last verse it is explained that Viditvisam Mahamanaha. By knowing this, Diti became highly pleased. Her mind was full of joy. What she came to know? That her grandson is going to become a Mahabhagavata and her sons will be killed by Krishna himself. So here, Prabhupada emphasizes two things. One is the critical mindset of Diti, and second thing, her position, what she was. First of all, in previous verses it is explained that Diti was aggrieved by hearing that her sons, they are going to be a demon and they will torture everyone. Why she was aggrieved because of that? What was the reason behind that? To answer this question, we need to know who is Diti actually. She was the daughter of Daksha. And who is Daksha? He is a first progenitor. And being a daughter of such a responsible person, she committed such an obnoxious act. So even at the understanding of what she is going to do, her intelligence was taken away by the lusty desire. That's why she aggrieved actually. Because her husband again explained her, what is the result going to you have it? Or you are going to get it? The result will be the sons, they are going to take birth because of this particular untimely and against the rules of Vedic scripture, the activity that you have performed, it will bear a result that whoever is going to born, they will be demons. So here Diti's heart was paining because first of all she behaved like a prostitute who are always taken away by the desires of her lust. Second thing, she refuse to follow the orders of her husband. And third thing, being the daughter of a responsible person who is responsible for the progenition of universe, she has become the cause of giving birth to demons. So that really pained her heart. But next thing that has explained here, that after hearing the characteristics of her sons from her husband, she became again more painful in her heart. But at the end, when she heard that her sons are going to get killed by Krishna himself, so she became happy. So it seems to be very contradictory that mother is becoming happy by hearing that her sons are going to get killed by the Krishna. See, the act of violence in this world is never appreciable. But when it is done by the Lord, it is glorified. Why? Because a demon killed by the Lord attains the same result as one who attains liberation after many, many births of penance and austerities. And that's why in the previous verses where Kashyapa Muni, when he glorifies the Lord, he says, Loka Bhavana. Oh my Lord, you are Loka Bhavana. Because you always think about the welfare of people in general. You are always friend to everyone. Sarva Hite Rataha. You are always engaged in the welfare of everyone. That's why here Diti's heart was full of joy. And second thing she came to know, which made her more joyful, that her great grandson going to be a great devotee. Mahabhagavata. So here we'll summarize this whole chapter, which has a 51 verses. This chapter starts with the conversation of Shukadev Goswami. See how wonderfully it is linked in. The first conversation started with the Shukadev Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Well, there is a conversation between Maitreya Rishi and Vidura. And where Maitreya has explained Vidurji about the incarnation of Lord Varaha. And there, after hearing about Varaha, Vidura again asked Maitreya Rishi, please explain me in details about this particular incarnation of the Lord. Because my heart is not satisfied. So please explain. And then to narrate that, Maitreya Rishi has started speaking from the beginning that how these demonic personalities came to this world. What is the cause behind them? And then he explained about while explaining that he was giving narrations from the history that how Maharaj Uttanpad whose son was Dhruva Maharaj kept his feet on the head of death and ascended to Vaikuntha planets, and how there was a fight between Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha. And then Vidurji heard that, he thought about how come these powerful demons, they were born. And they were the sons of Brahmana. So what was the cause behind their birth which made them demon? And to narrate that, then Maitreya Rishi explained the situation under which Tithi got agitated with the Kama, and the Kashyapa Muni, being a husband whose responsibility is to take care of the desires of his woman to avoid the adulteration, he fulfilled her desire. Before that, he tried to convince her that what you are going to do is not good thing, it's abominable. He tried to take away her from her obnoxious desire, but he was failed to do that. And they went for that activity. And here they have explained that what are the timings that one should avoid and why that should be avoided. Especially all the sandhyas, either Pratah, Madhyan or Sayam. These sandhyas are meant for sadhana. Why that particular time? Because Pratah Sandhya is considered as the most dynamic in the mode of goodness. At that time, when you engage yourself in sadhana, that satoguna makes you very, what we can say, full of enthusiasm to practice the spirituality. Madhyana sadhana or Madhyana sandhya where actually the mode of passion is very prominent that time. It was so much that one may be taken away from his real consciousness. So to maintain that and to keep them in the mode of a goodness, the sandhya has to be performed. And the evening time, it is fully charged by the mode of ignorance. Because that time, Lord Shiva with his associates, he travels all around. And to avoid the effect of the presence of his followers, which creates a lot of negativity, one need to surcharge himself with the positivity. That's why the Sayam Sandhya has to be performed. And during that time, if you do some obnoxious activities, then what you are going to get? The effect of the associates of Lord Shiva. And who are the associates of Lord Shiva? All the subtle bodies, or all the living entities who are possessing the subtle bodies, who has unfulfilled desires, they are looking for the new body to fulfill their desires. And that's why most of the people, they get haunted in that time. The people who are unclean by their habits, by their mental situation, they get affected by all this negativity. So one has to be very careful. Especially devotees. Sandhya Vandana or Sandhya Sadhana or Sandhya Gayatri, that need to be done on that particular time. Sometimes we give a lot of excuses. Oh, I had this service and that service. No. As per the Vedic system, if you don't do that Sandhya at that time, it is considered very sinful, and you become, your pitaras again may go to hell because of your activity. If you are taken initiation, especially the second initiation, or you are taken a Gayatri mantra, that has to be chanted on that particular time. Other, it is more sinful. So rather than creating more piety, you are creating more sins for yourself by not doing this. That's why it is not necessary for everyone to take a second initiation. For the age of a Kali, the Tarak Mantra is Maha Mantra. Chanting Hare Krishna, that is always better. Rather than taking a more responsibility and not following that, and creating again hindrance in your own sadhana. After so many years of taking Brahman initiation, worshipping deities, we have to think about that. Why we are not making a substantial progress in our spiritual life? Because unknowingly, these things are happening with us. We are not following the proper timings to do particular sadhanas. So that need to be taken care. Otherwise, it's very tough. So in a nutshell, this chapter teaches us about some social etiquettes, some social rules that need to be followed. And what are the things that may attract the pure souls to appear in this world? Like the reason that Kashyapa Muni has given, that why your grandson is going to become a pure devotee, because now you are atoning for the things what you have done and you have understood your own mistake. And for that, she prayed to Lord Shiva. So when performing any activity which you are thinking most important in your life, if you invoke the mercy of great Vaishnavas, that definitely gives you a great result. That we can understand from this chapter. So anything else that you like to add, what you have understood from this chapter? If you remember from last 50 days that you have heard about. Come back again. See, again, thing that you have to understand. With which frame of a mind you associate with the person, it depends upon that. As Prabhupada used to give example, sometimes people, they launch to have a physical association of their spiritual master. They always want to just be around the spiritual master. That does not give you what your spiritual master is giving you. Prabhupada says there even bed bugs, they are always there where the pure devotee may sit. That does not give the pure devotion to that bug because he is physically associating with that person. But what is important is your mood and what you desire with that association. That desire gives you the result. Ultimately, there is an effect that the pure devotee is there and his association there. But the ghostly personalities who have committed sins like abortion, killing cows, committing suicides, they don't get anybody. If they have desire in their heart that, let me associate Lord Shiva so that I can get liberated, then they get. Otherwise, they will just move along with him. Because they don't have any other destination. That's the place where they can roam around. So they go along with the group. Yeah, he is a Bhutanath. He is a Bhutanath, so he is carrying all of them so that gradually they can get purified by his association. Kayo? Kuch to bolo, bhai. हाँ वो अगले अध्याय में आएगा ना. अगला अध्याय पूरा उसी के ऊपर ही है कि किस प्रकार से दीति की गर्भधारणा के कारण इस पूरे ब्रह्मांड में उत्पात हो गया. श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय.